A very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Madsen, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday, 19th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, making money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list in no particular order: Zach Mir, Bill Hubbard with 1B, Jane Foley, Maria Zara, Charlie Morris, Ken Odenluka, Guy Schoen, Robert Cars and Ricardo Evangelista. God, how difficult.
Should I change my name so it's even easier?
Incredible. Some of these surnames. Right, let's kick off. Zach Mir, technical analyst for shareprofits.com, and Bill Hubbard, 1B, chief economist for Bullion Capital.
Morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How are we?
I was wondering, are there a lot of Hubbards with two B's? Hubbard, old mother and other people
there
like
you
that?
Go. Very much so, probably 95%.
Okay, all right.
Markets rallying like homesick angels this morning.
Yes, encouraging. It sort of looks as though the Fed has got it right, maybe inadvertently and against its wishes. But, the minutes come out, market takes it well, no funny wobble in the market, keeps going up, easy to trade, inverted commas, easy. So the only thing now is just between now and December the 16th or whatever the date is, whether there'll be any geopolitical excuse or any funny number to queer the pitch.
Understood. Let's go through some slides. Let's kick off with our first slide of the day. The Tip TV Finance app is now available. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. That's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move swiftly on to broker forecasts. You chose these this morning, Zach. EasyJet, Rolls-Royce, SSE. A couple of words on each of these, please.
EasyJet, obviously, they've sort of said the bookings are down, etc., etc. Normally, the aftermath of such horrors as we saw last week it's a few days thing and then it goes away. It'll be interesting to see whether that happens on this occasion. I suppose you've got to take an investment point of view. You're not really going to change your stance on airlines, because they tend to truck on regardless.
And also, very quickly, with the price of oil going down and down and down, their overall cost are dramatically lower.
Yeah.
Good point. Rolls-Royce.
A car crash with Rolls-Royce on the fundamental front. I think they've had four profits warnings.
Yep.
Jeffrey's obviously on the run here. I always chuckle to myself with a big downgrade on the target, 700 pence. That might be wrong as well. But some people in the know that I know are sort of thinking that, this at this point, after the fourth profits warning, probably there may be an argument for nibbling on the long
side. SSE, Goldman Sachs, conviction sell.
Conviction sell, possibly one of the most boring companies in the world. So conviction on anything is amazing. But I don't think that you can have a conviction sell on a utility company unless there's something really awry.
Understood. Let's go and have a quick look at the charts on these. These are as of the close last night. EasyJet.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a pullback, but you wouldn't know there's been anything special from that chart going on. Support coming in just below where we are at the moment.
1680.
Yeah, so I think that you'd probably be a range trader at nothing
Understood.
Worse than that.
Rolls-Royce.
Yeah.
Gap to fill
there. I thought even if it goes down another leg, then you would still have a bit more of a dead cat bounce then. Obviously, the market's so strong. So, say 570, 580, even if we're back down for another leg.
Okay. And finally, SSE.
Just to be contrarian with a conviction sell, I'd probably say this looks like a company which is in the buying zone rather than the selling zone
14,
at the moment.
Sort of £14, £14.20, yeah. £14.40. Okay, let's look at some big picture slides now, courtesy of incrediblecharts.com, Colin Twiggs. The S&P 500 posted two strong bull blue candles, suggesting the correction is now over. Expect resistance at the previous high of 2130. Reversal below 2000 is unlikely. So we're looking at primary trends here. The DAX, Germany's DAX, continues to test resistance at 11,000, breakout above 11,000, and the descending trend line would suggest another test of the previous high at 12,400. So obviously a big level there to the upside. The FTSE is a lot weaker, only finding support at 6,100. Reversal below 6,250 would warn of another test of primary support at 6,000. So basically support below at 6,000.
But a much higher low here. I mean, you had a decent higher low there, a much higher low there. And, obviously you can see a trend line going through there. So
and also with the FTSE, because of its over preponderance of commodity-related shares. You know, this is exactly what took it up years ago and has been holding it back recently.
Yep. Good point. Okay, so let's move swiftly on to the Shanghai Composite Index is testing new support level at 3,500. Breach of 3,500 would signal another test of 3,000. So quite a key chart point there. Let's move on to the Nikkei, the Japan Nikkei 225, respected support at 19,000, confirming another test of resistance at 21,000. So that's encouraging for the bulls. The VIX, the CBOE Volatility Index, the VIX peaked at 20, indicating market risk is returning to normal. That's good to see. Let's talk FX Street. Mr. Omkar Godbole, his views this morning. Fed minutes turn out to be a non-event. Dollar bulls disappointed. Deck rate hike bets unchanged at 68%. Minutes say December liftoff on the table, but still data dependent. Euro dollar on the 4-hour chart. We've got some divergence again for the first time. Consider your JJ Murphy book. Bullish RSI divergent, but the bulls need to break above the 50-day moving average, which is highlighted on that. Anything to say on the Fed minutes? Was it a damp squib?
Yes, very much so. It was a third said yes, a third said no, and a third said let's wait till the 16th of December. Again, I've always felt, even before the minutes came out, that the probability was at least 75%. The probability now is 80. But the key is going to be what they say. And remember, at the December meeting, there is a press conference, okay? And we do get non-farm payrolls before that. And the key is, I still think they have boxed themselves in, and I think anybody, especially if you're a bond trader, is still saying they have been behind the curve since probably at least June.
Okay, let's move on to Nicole Elliott. While the December US rate rise is widely anticipated by investors and the market generally, minutes from the Fed weren't as clear cut. They noted in determining whether it would be appropriate to raise the target range at its next meeting, it would assess both realized and expected progress towards its objectives of maximum employment and 2% inflation. Meanwhile, back in London today, the results of the delayed and lengthy inquiry into the collapse of HBOS and its subsequent takeover by Lloyds Banking Group will be published. Should make gripping reading.
I'll be up all night. Quickly delivered as well. I mean, how many years ago is that? I mean, who's who, I want to get
paid
for that sort of job.
It must be John Chilcutt running this inquiry.
Well, I think, yes. No, but the other thing is, I mean, there's nothing that can come out of that which is positive, really.
Yeah, agreed.
Hence, it took so long.
What's trending? UK investment. UK fund industry assets hit fresh record of $7.1 trillion. US Treasuries, Fed rate hike. Treasuries subdued response to minute shows clear Fed signal. Bank of Japan holds policy unchanged, upbeat on growth despite recession. Right, let's move on to top TV, top tweets. David Buick, Mike, I think Fed has done too much teasing and talking. Credibility, question mark, raise rates 25 basis points and go to sleep for a year. That's David Buick.
I have to agree, they will not go to sleep in 2016.
Okay, let's move on to second one. Dow Jones ends at 1.4% as Fed minutes flag December liftoff, but smooth rate hike path. Let's move on to this chart. Fed tried to signal a hiking path in line with half the pace of the 2004-2006 cycle. Market pricing half of half, so a difference of opinion there. Sentiment, bullish bearish percent by stocktwits.com. Anything there? Obvious,
I suppose, the DAX being so bullish, 11,069 is the 200-day moving average. I think we're just above that this morning, so that is interesting. We could have a trend change there. And sterling, bullish on that, even though, obviously, the interest rate view is going the other way.
Mm. Understood. Let's do a few live charts. As we always say, okay, get in touch with the SAC, we'll give you a humble opinion. Let's kick off with Royal Mail.
Is this the company that the government was selling shares in, sort of lower down?
There you go. Right? We talked about that earlier this week with one of the spread bettors. They were seeing buyers. So above the longer-term moving averages, that's quite encouraging, Zach, isn't it?
It is a gap through the 200-day moving average, normally a great trend-changing sort of signal. And really, while we hold above this gap, around 453, which is the 50-day moving average, potentially back to £5.20. But I think the government was selling around £5, so probably it's not fair to be cynical about their strategy.
Okay, JMAT.
Again, a jump through the another. This is the 50-day moving average, but a jump through the 50-day moving average of gaps, a gap, a signal, bear trap through or from below the October floor, above the 50-day line, 25.24, looking for, let's say, around the £30 level.
Poundland.
PD, I can't remember the code.
I can't either. We'll do that one tomorrow then. Let's go for Lloyd's.
As usual story there, magically 72 pence is the support area. A wonderful situation there for people who want an easy entry point.
Understood. And let's do three small caps to wrap up. OMI.
Right, one of my it's a sort of it's a broadening triangle, bear trap from below the 50-day moving average, 6.22 pence above that, could get back towards the 10 pence zone.
WSG.
This was an Ebola affected company, now that that's basically supposed to be, well, has been declared essentially clear, we've got a V-shaped bull flag here, one of my favourite formations, a break of the 200-day moving average, 21.68, and a target of 30 pence.
And QQ dot.
QQ dot it's been in focus as a potential bid situation in aerospace and defence zone. Obviously doing a little bit better than Rolls Royce at the moment. I'm looking for £2.90 while we hold above that £2.40 broken resistance.
Well done. Right, that closes that section. Let's take our first break of the day. Then we're going to come back to a video that Richard Hunter's prepared, head of equities for Hargreaves Lansdown. We'll be straight back after the break. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Richard Hunter and welcome to our daily market update. Probably the strongest sign we've seen yet from the Federal Reserve minutes that a hike in December is on the cards. This was taken positively by the markets on a couple of fronts. Number one, of course, it removes some of that uncertainty, but also it does show signs that the Fed has now increasing confidence in the strength of the US economic recovery. The Dow Jones, for example, was up 248 points or 1.4% on the news. And the positive news also spilled over into Asia. In addition, in Asia, all the markets there pretty much higher. The Japanese authorities said that the economic stimulus that was going on there was also beginning to have an impact. And of course, if interest rates do rise in the States, that should strengthen the dollar, weaken the yen, which would be good for Japanese exporters. After a 0.2% rise yesterday, the FTSE's opened up well again this morning, up 0.9% or so. On the upside, half-year numbers from the platinum and chemicals company, Johnson Matthews, seen its shares up 6.5%. Very strong performance in its emissions control unit. Also, a special dividend to be paid following some recent disposals. Royal Mail half-year numbers, pretty well taken. Although revenues were down, the cost-cutting program has been accelerated, shares up 4%. Building materials company, CRH, up 3% after a trading statement saying that earnings has risen by some 34%. Possibly on the back of that interest rate news, some weakness in the house builders this morning, generally speaking down 1 to 1.5%. And a couple of stocks to keep an eye out on, which have gone ex-dividend, Vodafone down 0.2%, Whitbread down 0.4%, Imperial Tobacco down 1%, and Bunzl down 0.6%. Thank you for watching.